Ali, how are you?
Very well, thanks, mate. Nice to be with you.
Okay, so you stepped up to take the job as the interim coach of the Tigers. It's nothing new for you. You've been in and around Tasmanian cricket as a player and a coach for how long now?
Oh, gee, this is my fourth stint as an employee. So I've had about 12 years of service and then 6 years as a player a very long time ago in the 80s. So getting close to 20 years of service with Cricket Tas.
How's it going to work? So you're going to be the head coach until a coach is found, and Greg Shippard is going to work as a consultant. Is that right?
That's exactly right, mate. Yeah, so the day-to-day running of the program will be my responsibility. Greg won't be here on a full-time basis, but he will be here largely for the pre-season and some of our early games. So we'll access him when he's available. He's obviously in demand, but he's made a very strong commitment to want to help us through this first part of the summer.
Right, and it's not too far away now. I'm just looking at the roster. So the first game for the Tigers will be one day or in September you start, don't you?
That's right. I think it's the 13th, mate, that we play our first one-day game. It looks like it'll be in Melbourne at the moment. So, you know, there's no time to be wasted. We're on a pre-season tour in 4 weeks from now to the Sunshine Coast, so it'll come around very quickly.
Right. Those pre-season tours, you know, not only is it good to get players actually playing a game of cricket before they start the season, you know, you use them as team building, morale building and all that sort of thing as well.
Yes, we do. Very important part. Just to get away from the environment that we've been in here for, you know, several months. Would be nice, the guys, the ability to actually play some cricket rather than just practice and just build that confidence level before we go into that first game will be vital for us.
Just on the roster again, so it's a bit of a mixed bag, red ball, white ball, red ball, white ball. Did you always know it was going to be that way or what?
We had a feeling that it was going to be a blend of cricket just simply to fit it into the schedule prior to the Big Bash, which is largely driven by the broadcaster these days.
Yeah.
But, look, we just have to be nimble and flexible enough to prepare well. We've got a good squad of players that we can call on for either format. So I don't think we can let, you know, the format or the schedule bother us too much other than we just need to be ready. We're going to have players in and out of the Australian team, whether it's the 2020 World Cup or Test cricket. So we just need to make sure that we're well-planned and well-structured and we've got everybody fit and ready to play.
Backbone of the team, the experienced players that have been doing it for a while now, you know, Bird and Wade and Silk and the likes of those guys, everyone knows about. But let's talk about some of the newer players. So firstly, Brad Hope, a young all-rounder from Western Australia.
He's an exciting young talent, nice tall boy, a little bit over 6'1", I think he is. Primarily a batter, we think, at the moment, but he's got certainly got some talent with the ball, fast, medium pace, around the 130k mark. So he's settled into the squad very nicely, living with one of the other rookies, Ian Carlisle, and he's impressed in the early part of our preparation.
Okay. And the 18-year-old from Sydney, Radhakrishnan. Now, I heard Jeff Vaughan talk about him and, you know, he gets the publicity for being able to bowl with both arms. That's what most people know about him. But he's actually quite a handy top-order batter, I believe.
I think our plan longer term would be that he could potentially open the batting or bat in the top three for us. Very, very skillful, lovely pick-up, nice hands through the ball. And then the bonus will obviously be that he can bowl with both arms. He's probably prefers the right arm at the moment, but the left arm are equally as effective. So he just, a player like he with that sort of skill set can help you, you know, pick your team in a very different way and give you many more options. So we're excited by him, but both he and Brad are project players for us at the moment. So we know it's a long journey and we just need to show some patience with both of those boys, but we're thrilled the way they've settled into our group.
Just on that, just with bowling both arms, very unusual. I've never heard of it before. Do you know what the rule is? When you go to bowl, you have to nominate, say, I'm bowling left arm or right arm, then you have to complete that over bowling with the one arm, or can you change halfway through?
Look, I don't believe so. I think you can change which arm you bowl mid-over. I think I've seen some vision of him, depending on who's on strike, whether it's a left or right hander or where the rough may be. It's virtually up to you. You just got to let the umpire know what you're doing and the umpire can then let the batter know. So it's a very interesting prospect and the vision I've seen of him, it's very effective.
tell you a player I really think, and even though you know he's almost a veteran now, but the last couple of years with the bat, I think, has really taken leaps forward, is Jordan Silk.
Yes, we're thrilled the way he's progressed. It was a bit of a slow burn in some ways for Jordan, but he's just become a very, very polished player and a real leader around our group. He spends a fair bit of time at the Sixers with Greg Shippard, so we're excited for them to come back together, you know, in the Tasmanian setting to help with our preparation. But Jordan is certainly someone we're looking to be a leader down the track. We know in a couple of years' time that we may not have the Payne and the Wade and the Siddle and the Bird, so we'd be expecting, you know, Jordan to really fill some of those shoes.
What a luxury you've got to have Bird and Siddle there, you know, not just A for their bowling, but their experience and get around helping the younger bowlers.
Yeah, that's been a real feature. I mean, Sid's back in the States. But both he and Jackson are great mentors for our very young bowling group. And together with Griffo, who's still around as our bowling coach, it's a really nice a learning environment for them. And they've all learned at different levels and in different ways. But it's a real luxury to have two guys that have played that much cricket at a high level.
All right, well, let's move to some up-and-coming players that you've got on the squad. Who are you looking to really step up and grab their chance with bat, ball, or both?
We're pretty pleased the way that Jared Freeman finished the summer last year in the Sheffield Shield, so we'd be really looking to him to step up. We'd love to have a spinning option in our team all the time in Sheffield Shield cricket. I think that would be our aim. He's been very exciting. Mitch Owen is another exciting young player that got a taste of some one-day cricket for us last year. Mm. So we'd be expecting him to try and force his way into a permanent position in our one-day team. It'll be a difficult team to get into with the likes of Meredith and Ellis plus Bird and so forth. Tom Andrews was our player of the year last year. So, you know, we're excited by the young talent we've got in the group. Ian Carlisle is a developing young fast bowler from North Hobart Cricket Club. He's taken another leap forward again. So we've got some healthy competition. We've also got Gabe Bell in our program as well, who's ever reliable when we need to turn to him. So our balance of our squad is really healthy. But having said that, we're only as good as the preparation that we put in. So that's the focus for the next 3 or 4 weeks.
Pretty good fielding team by the looks of it too.
Got some good athletes in our team, yes. Silk, obviously, is a world-class fielder, but we've got some very good athletes. Caleb Jewell's a really good athlete. Some good movers across the ground, and we catch quite well in the slips. Bo Webster's a fabulous catcher behind there. So we've got a nice, even fielding group. So you would say on paper that we're ready to win, mate.
Yeah, well, let's hope so. All right, let's move a little bit to you personally. Now, you're still the head of Pathways and Talent for Cricket Tas, right?
That's right, yes. I've sort of slightly stepped away to do this little side project. But, yeah, look, that's where my passion lies. And I'll be heading back to there once my obligation to the state program is finished.
Right. Any word on on who's on the shortlist?
No idea, mate.
No.
Very tightly kept secret at the moment. I think there's still 3 or 4 weeks to go in the recruitment process to get the candidates in. So the organisation's certainly not in a rush to put someone in place, knowing that we've got quite a good strategy for the next few months. So, you know, I'm sure there'll be some whispers around the place in the next 3 or 4 weeks, and you'll be better placed than me to act on those.
I'll see how we go. Anyway, the Greater Northern Raiders. Now, we had Tim Coyle and Richard Bennett on the show just recently. So Cricket Tasmania is going to take over, well, already has taken over the management of the Raiders in the Premier League. So how's that working out so far?
Look, we think we've got a model that can work longer term. Look, we've recognised for a few years now that we needed to inject some more support and resourcing around that team. It's certainly not... we didn't feel that it was it should solely be about the Raiders teams, the male and female. It was more of a broader strategy to make sure we gave young girls and boys across the Greater North an opportunity to realise their ambition and play for Tasmania. But we needed to provide that real pathway for them to be able to do that. So in taking over the ownership of the Greater North with the Raiders as the hub of that program, we think we've got a good model. We've got pathway academies that support beneath the Raiders team and club themselves for both male and female, and we've employed quite a few staff, some full-time, some on a contract basis, to make sure that our young cricketers are supported. So, look, we know we're probably not going to get it 100% right this year, but the model that we've put in place and the strategy we want to employ will see that health come back into the cricket in the Greater North, and we know that's where most of the talent has come in the past. I did a little exercise for our staff here recently, and of all those great cricketers we've pulled out of the Greater North, the Boons, the Beams and the Pontings and so forth, the Baileys, we played over 1,200 games of cricket for Australia. So
yeah, it's
an absolute health of Tasmanian cricket, and we need to make sure that we service that half of the cricket population that probably hasn't been served so well in the last 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, and good to have, you know, someone like Tim Coyle driving the coaching side of it locally.
Absolutely. He'll be a great mentor for the young coaches up there as well as the players. So we think we've got a really healthy model, mate.
Yeah. All right, mate. Well, thanks for having a yarn. Good luck with pre-season. Enjoy the Sunshine Coast. I wouldn't mind that.
Oh, real.
Yeah.
Thanks, mate.
All right, take it easy.
Good on you, Darren. Thank you, mate.